Greetings. I'm heading home today after a great weekend in Wichita, Kansas, with Pastors Derek and Talita Stoltz and the Church of Christ Life Ministries. They put on a great Christmas play on Saturday night. They did a fantastic job working together as a spiritual family. There was lots of life, lots of love in every way. The play production had a great Christmas message, and it also served to raise funds for a good work helping orphan girls in South Africa. Good job to all at Christ Life Ministries. It was great being here this weekend for your special event and as part of what God is doing here. I've been addressing the harvest of our lives and how God has set things in creation that serve the heavenly commission of God upon our lives in this earth. God has woven into the fabric of creation things that reveal the mystery of who He is. Within the fabric of creation are various boundaries, forces, powers, and elements that work together to reveal the mystery of God in who He is, and all of creation's connection to Him, to itself, for God's purposes and glory in all things. We could define these things as the laws of creation. Those laws serve God's purposes by serving to assist us in fulfilling the harvest of our lives. Romans 1 verse 20, for since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Some of those laws in creation are obvious, while others are hidden more subtly within the fabric of creation. Honor is one of those forces that serves man in his connection with creation and with the Creator of all things. This law is not meant to bind us, but to merely serve as a shadow of what can be discovered from the internal place of love for God in our hearts. We must live to honor our Father in heaven with all that we possess. This includes our thoughts, desires, dreams, our time, and the substance of our lives. When we honor God, creation will honor us so we can bring life to our world. In Malachi chapter 4, we find the last verse of the Old Covenant prophets before the prophetic voice of God was silent for 430 years. There were historic things written, but nothing was said prophetically after this. This is the last word that was prophetically spoken concerning the destiny of humanity. The next word that came from God was the Word made flesh in the form of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the living enactment of the Word made flesh so that we could become expressions of God in our true identity, testimony, and purpose in life. Malachi 4:6, He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. God does not want the earth to be cursed. He desires to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children to the fathers, so that there will be a generational blessing of life in the earth. He wants to eradicate and cleanse the earth from all curses of dishonor. A culture of honor creates an environment where fathers live for the future generations, and the future generations live to fulfill the destiny of the fathers. Jesus said, "A scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a house who draws from their treasure things that have never been seen, heard, or thought before, and things that are antique and lost before their time." Matthew 13:52, and He said to them, "Therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old." When someone realizes that the purpose of life is God's kingdom, they accept the responsibility of who they are. They are then able to say, "Here I am." And they are able to unlock the things that have never been and give continuous destiny to the things that were before. This is a culture of honor. Honor is a force of life that leads to the generational blessings of inheritance. But honor begins with God. Honor is incorporated into the laws of creation. But the sons and daughters of God must willingly choose to allow God to write upon their hearts and minds, so the shadow of their lives matches the secrets hidden in the fabric of creation. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.